Petersfield's Shine Radio.
This is Laura Shepherd at Petersfield's Shine Radio, and I'm joined today by Simon O'Hay, who is the chair of the Renaissance Choir. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Laura.
Tell me about the Renaissance Choir.
The Renaissance Choir is based in Emsworth, but performs twice a year in Petersfield at St. Peter's Church. And it's St. Peter's really is our spiritual home. We have lovely audiences, and it's so good to be here. We are an a cappella group founded in 1976. We focus on mostly Renaissance music, but also we go through to the 21st century. We're a chamber choir. We comprise about 34 singers, and that means that every voice counts. So we try to keep high standards in that regard. We sing a cappella, SATB, so that means unaccompanied. And really, we feel that our purpose also as a charity is to keep Renaissance music alive and to keep people loving it.
So when you're talking about Renaissance the period of the Renaissance music, for anybody who doesn't know, tell me what centuries that's covering and what kind of composers you might be covering.
Yes, well, William Byrd is probably quite well known to some people. He had a 400th anniversary last year. So if you're talking about the Tudors, you'd be talking about Talis, typically. But also Victoria and Lassus and people like that. So we're talking about any time from about the 15th to the 17th centuries, something like that. 15th, 16th centuries, probably more accurately. Yeah.
So all of that music is coming out already arranged SATB. Do you have to do any arranging yourselves?
We don't do any arranging ourselves specifically, although our music director, Peter Gamby, has done some arranging of other works.
And do you ever do anything that's not a cappella?
We do. We did Mozart's Requiem in St. Peter's last October. And we'll be doing Poulenc's Gloria next summer with Karen Kingsley in Southsea. We definitely do. But the people in the group, they're pretty flexible, and we'll do some accompanied, but an awful lot is unaccompanied. We like to vary the programme a little bit.
And what are the challenges of singing a cappella?
Well, I think I've already sort of referred to the fact that every voice counts, which is a blessing and a curse. So you have to rehearse between rehearsals. So you need to basically know what line you're going to take. And the advantage of that is that you can focus on the interpretation during the rehearsals. But that can be quite challenging. We like to have sight readers, although not everybody is. And I think the other thing is that we want to be sure that we understanding what we're singing. So very importantly, we find that it's important to be able to interpret the texts. So that can be challenging as well, because there's some strange translations of some of the works, because we've sung works that were originally written in all different European languages. So yeah, those are the sort of challenges I would say that we generally have to face.
Now, you've got a concert coming up, haven't you? Tell me about that.
Yes, we've got a concert at St. Peter's on Saturday, 23rd of March. It's entitled Ave Maria, and all the music has got some connection with the Blessed Virgin Mary. So it won't be a Catholic event, don't worry. It will be reverential, but it also will be relaxing. Lots of blended voices, all a cappella with some lovely tones, and music all the way from the Renaissance to the current day, including such things as a work written by Paul Miller, who was commissioned for the wedding of William and Kate. So very modern sounds. We've got the fairly well-known Boro Godizie Dievo by Rachmaninoff. And we've also got Massive Attack by Teardrop. So that's going to be a nice 1988 number that some of our singers will be doing. And that particular one, we're very pleased to have a duet from our own ranks. So it's going to be a little bit different from what you might expect. So there's lots of different ranges of different types of music coming in to the one concert.
That's a real eclectic mix. Sounds really interesting. So is that in the evening on the 23rd?
That's right. It starts at 7:30 in the Church of St. Peter's.
And how do people get tickets?
If you live in Petersfield, just pop into One Tree Books. You can also find our tickets through Ticket Source, which is available via our website, which is renaissancechoir.org.uk. And tickets are £15, or if you're a student or under 18, £2.
Marvellous. That's actually really good student support. Well done. Thank you very much indeed, Simon.
Thank you, Laura. Very nice to speak.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.